I don't feel so good, Bobby.
Oh, my God.
I should not have eaten that cookie. Do you have anything to make me feel better?
I haven't a clue. Actually, I do have a clue. Give me the cord. Do you remember at the end of one of our shows, we played this mysterious sound? And listen carefully. I'm going to speak some numbers here. And those numbers were a clue that some people caught on to for a new album by Boards of Canada.
Just to clarify, they dropped these clues all over the place. You know, that some were on some music shows. One was on a vinyl.
That was found during Record Store
during
Day.
During Record Store Day in a store in New York City. And you had to piece these numbers together and then unlocked a code that revealed that they're finally releasing
and
a new record.
And when you unlocked this code, you came to a green screen. You figured out that there was a website called Conseca-Transmissions.com. And when you got there, it was nothing but a staticky TV screen for 3 minutes and 55 seconds with, you know, swirling images, but it was, you know, all what happens when your TV back in the old days and you had antennas wasn't tuned into the station well.
Right.
At about 3 minutes or 50 seconds or whatever, Ian reveals coming June 10th, and then it gives Boards of Canada and the album title, and there it was.
It's a pretty brilliant campaign to promote that you finally have a new record coming after however many years it's been, but the people figured it out, too.
Yep. First record since 2005's The Campfire Head Phase. The new record's called Tomorrow's Harvest on Warp Records, and I'll play you a cut. We have one cut. We put the video up online the other day.
The wait is over.
It's called Reach for the Dead. Totally loving this. Looking forward to more from the Boards of Canada.
Yeah.
Two brothers, Michael Sanderson and Marcus Owen, both Scottish brothers, called the Boards of Canada.
I was so relieved when I finally heard the music after so much mystery surrounding it, and the codes, the secret codes and numbers and everything. You think, oh, I hope the music's really good, and it is. I just love that.
The song's called Reach for the Dead. The record's called Tomorrow's Harvest.
I've got an artist I think will work nicely out of that. Her name's Natasha Cometto. Have you heard of her? She's an electronic artist from Portland, Oregon. She's a singer and also electronic artist. She describes her music as futuristic soul. And it is soulful sometimes, but I think it's pretty spare and kind of icy music, kind of emotionally remote. She's got a new record coming out called Crisis, and I want to play the title cut from it. This one's mostly instrumental. Nice dark dance song. I like the pulse in that. And I don't mean just that dun 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 beat, but the way it sort of swells mm-hmm. and then cuts off and then swells again and comes back.
Cool.
Yeah, Natasha Cometto. She's from Portland, Oregon. This is her second full length record. It's called Crisis, and it is out June 18th. Our connection with New York actually doesn't come up for another 3 minutes.
Okay,
we have it. I had to start at 4:30.
Well, I'll take this opportunity to get drunk.
So you had an ice cream sandwich earlier today?
I did.
I can't think of you in ice cream sandwiches without thinking of, I don't know how many years ago, it's been like 10 years ago.
I know just where you're going with this. Back when I worked for All Things Considered, my boss, Chris Turpin, wanted to sort of figure out everybody's time. What do you do all day long? And I took him quite literally.
well, so I came down and I saw your list of it had all these very detailed times of, you know, when you had a meeting or when you had to edit Robert Christgau or, you know, something like that. And then it said 3 o'clock, ate ice cream sandwich. 4 o'clock directed show. I love that you took the time. This is important. You want to know.
But you have no idea how critical it was to have a bunch of sugar, not just too far before the show.
Right.
When you direct a two-hour news show. Some people do the coffee thing. All right. New York, you there? Hi, Franny.
Hey, Bob.
Franny Kelly in New York. You're going to bring us some great music by Thundercat. So
I am.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I interviewed him a couple weeks ago about the new album, and he had some really great stories about the making of it and his career, and then this one song in particular. Am I allowed to curse on your show, Bob?
You've now told people you are, so I'm okay with it.
It's called Oh Shit, It's X.
And as Sammy said last week, Oh Ish.
Well, according to Thundercat, that word must exist because his phone no longer like spell checks it. S-H-E-I-T. And, oh man, who's that character on The Wire? You say it like him. That guy, he was like a city councilman.
Oh, not Bubs. Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. He was a state senator. Yeah, that's...
so tell us about Thundercat, best dressed entertainer I've seen this year.
Agreed. I mean, the guy wears like tails, like animal tails, wherever he wants. He told me he just gets into habits, sort of, but also that everything he wears means something to him. He's attached to it in some way. And he talked about he's real good friends with Erykah Badu, and he says they have the same approach to dressing. For her, it's usually more political statements, but for him, it's just like he's not going to throw on a T-shirt. You know, it matters.
He wore giant epaulets when I saw him. They must have been, I don't know, they came out at least a foot, kind of looked like big cat ears.
I met him another time, and he was wearing chainmetal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trying to imagine the music now with chainmetal and epaulets and...
We should probably just play it then, huh? This is from his new album called Apocalypse. We'll be right back. that bass line is so crazy.
I love, oh my God, that was.
You know, it's gummy.
Gummy, oh, that's the perfect word for it. I was just thinking 70s disco funkadelic.
Oh, yeah.
Is he as fun live as he sounds like?
Well, we described the epaulettes and the costumes and so forth. It is absolutely a ball on stage. When I saw him, the first thing I thought of was Stanley Clark, and I only came later to realize that his dad was a drummer, and his dad used to play with the likes of, you know, Temptations, Diana Ross, but also used to play with Stanley Clark, the great bass player that we know so well, who played with Chick Corea and so many others.
Yeah, he told me a story about Stanley Clark, actually. He said that the way he thinks about making music, the reason that he draws in so many influences, you know, he works with and has in the past Suicidal Tendencies, Erica. He played in Snoop Dogg's band for a while. And, you know, he works with Fly Low a lot. Stanley Clark told him that art is service. We are servants to people. And in that, we have to make sure that they don't miss anything.
Well, he was out there to entertain. There was no question he was there for the people. He may have had some inner soul that he was pouring out through his music, but he was there with audience in mind when I saw him at the 9:30 Club.
So good. Yep. So good. Thanks. I also want to say real quick that that's a true story, he says. In that party, it was like the best party he ever been to. And Fly Low apparently to this day gets mad when they talk about it because he had to go to Australia that night.
Stephen Bruner, also known as Thundercat. Thank you, Franny Kelly.
Thanks, guys.
You should see, by the way, you're in New York and you can't see Stephen's new haircut.
Oh, my God. What is it? Would you decide to quaff?
I describe it as clown chic.
What are you talking about? I need the picture right now. Is it? I mean, it's got to be shorter, right? Are we talking like Boy Meets World or like...
You know, Bob had my microphone cut off during a lot of the clown chic talk that I just heard. I, you know, basically my hair, when you cut it shorter, curls like very tight. It's big curls.
It's so curly.
It's a pile of curls on my head. And
think,
so
Richard, what's his name?
Richard
there?
Marks?
The guy, the Simmons? Exercise guy. Simmons, thank you.
No, it's not like Richard Simmons. It's just,
you know,
curly.
The wigs that you buy that are curly
Pete's sake. Yeah,
just send me a picture.
I think the whole web needs to see it. I'll Instagram it.
I think it has been oversold or right. undersold, as the case may be. Right.
Tiny Desk is the Instagram. I'm putting it up now.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Franny. Really
see you guys later.
Thank you, Franny.
Bye.
Bye. So why are you here? So Stephen Thompson has for a while now been writing an advice column on the All Songs Considered blog. We finally came up with some sort of a name for it.
Yeah, this is...
It's called Fluff. No,
it's called... What was Linda Holmes' suggestion for a name for my column? Was,
Ugh, That Guy.
Yeah, it was Ugh, That Guy.
So welcome to the new column called...
Ugh, That Guy. No, we're calling it The Good Listener, it's got a little multiple meanings there. It's a very, you know... I mean, I like to think that kind of captures the tone that I'm going for, which is, you know, I've had a philosophy for a long time that demographics are stupid and the idea of being cool is stupid, and that music, if you love it, you want to share it with everybody. And so I've been doing it for close to 6 months now.
And we're looking for people to ask you questions. I mean, that's sort of the big point here. So
you didn't just bring me on to tell me how good I am.
I think you need to give us an example of one of the questions that you got recently and what your advice was.
Yeah, I've done a few different, obviously a few different ideas, you know, things like, what do you do when someone you love likes music you hate?
Turn it up. That's what you do.
So you turn it louder and louder as a passive-aggressive fist shaking in the air. And I did a column recently called, Can You Build the Perfect Cover Song? And somebody's sort of saying, what makes a good cover song? What makes a bad cover song? And, you know, so I sort of talked about, you know, the idea of necessity, the idea of there's something about a song that you want to do differently, something that you know, where you can take it in a new direction that it wasn't already going. And, you know, I threw out a couple of examples of actually cover songs that I have always wanted to hear, but that don't actually exist. One being, and I will talk about this until it happens, until my dream is made reality, to have the New Pornographers cover. You guys don't know the Enrique Iglesias song Escape, do you?
I don't.
I'm familiar.
And this is a dream of yours.
This is a dream of mine. Okay, well, Enrique Iglesias had this big hit called Escape, and it's a dance song, and it kind of goes, you can run, you can hide, but you can't escape my love. I try to sing every time I talk. I envision the band New Pornographers doing it with Nico Case singing that.
That
hook.
Actually, wow. Sounded like a New Pornographers melody. I can totally hear them doing that.
It's part of the fun of cover songs is that they're aspirational. You can almost imagine them into being in your head. And so one that I brought up, a recent one, is two of my very favorite musicians, people we've talked about on this show before, Shearwater and Sharon Van Etten, teaming up to do the Stevie Nicks, Tom Petty 1981 hit, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. So let's hear a little bit of that now.
Hey, I want to dance with somebody.
Yeah.
Hi!
My hair looks nothing
like I didn't think it sounded like Sharon at all.
Walk it.
Two, three, four. Now double here. That's it.
Oh, it's
so this is how it's going to be.
We're going to have you on to talk about the good listener advice column and not be good listeners.
Exactly.
Now, here's the real song.
Knocking on my front door, same old line
Yeah, so a lovely cover of Stop Dragging My Heart Around. That was actually made available as a 7-inch single for Record Store Day. And is a delightful treat. And it's the kind of cover that meets at the exact midpoint between the original and what the covering artists sound like. But anyway, we're burying the lead here, which is that we want people to submit questions for The Good Listener, which is our new advice column. And if you have a music-related piece of advice that you are seeking, please write in.
Or quasi-music, right? We need to say quasi-music-related. You know, the Car Talk guys have the puzzle that has to be car-related every
week. It can be relationship advice that is tangentially related.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
because who better to give you advice?
Than any one of the three of us, but you, but perhaps you especially.
Especially.
And imagine as you're writing your question, looking for the advice, imagine you're laying on a couch, and all the while, that good listener is wearing a set of headphones
right.
as you speak. So if that's the image we want.
We've talked about it. Like sort of, you want Robin on a psychiatrist's couch and me ignoring him while listening to music.
While listening to music, yes. Thank you, Mr. Stephen Thompson.
Thank you, guys.
You can tweet your questions at All Songs.
Yep.
Or I Dislike Stevens, a Twitter account that you can tweet them at.
You can tweet me at I Dislike Stephen.
Stephen with a PH.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stephen. You can email in to the All Songs email address.
AllSongs@npr.org. Leave your questions in the comment section of the post each week. We put them up on Thursdays.
Yeah. Just can't wait to hear from you.
Well, I was thinking how much I wish Jonathan Myberg and Sharon Van Etten would create music babies. And. That made me think how this next artist, Laura Veers, just had a baby.
Wow, as far as segues go, that was like jazz.
Yeah.
Free jazz.
And Tucker Martin is no slouch.
One of the great producers working right now. And
right. So if you're about 4 years old and you're looking for somebody to play music with, you might want to move to Portland in a play group.
I love how Steven's hanging out to see how we're going to dig our way out of this one. All right, Laura Veers has a new record coming out later this summer called Warp and Weft, and she's from Portland, Oregon, singer-songwriter. Her music is sometimes quirky, but sometimes a little dark. It's always very melodic. She is married to the producer Tucker Martin, and they've worked together for a long time, and he produced this new record. I want to play the first cut that we're hearing from it called Sun Song, and that's Sun, S-U-N, Song, not Sung Song.
Coming through. got the sun to thank. We got the sun to thank. We've got the sun to thank.
Laura Veers, the song was Sun Song from her new record, Warp and Weft.
Lovely to hear her again.
Yeah. Warp and Weft, it's I'd never heard that that term before. It's a weaving term. It refers to a weaving method. And, you know, the last time we saw Laura Veers, she came by to play Tiny Desk, and she was... I want to say she was 11 months pregnant. Right. I mean,
she was eight
months pregnant with her first kid. She was 8 months pregnant when she recorded this new record. She was 8 months pregnant with her second child. And as a new mother, she wrote that this new music on this new record deals a lot with her own fears about being a mother. You know, you know, as a parent, you're always worried about your child and whether or not they're going to be okay. And I think that this warp and weft term is sort of a reference to the tapestry of life that we weave as we grow up and we raise our children and build our families. And all that's wrapped up in this new record, Warp and Weft. It's out August 20th.
That's beautiful. It's a new record by Glenn Jones. He's a guitar picker, and he tells a different part of that tale of life. This is an instrumental guitar, mostly guitar record, some banjo, inspired by taking care of his mom, who has Alzheimer's. His mom lives in Jersey, mm-hmm. So it's called My Garden State is the name of the record. Mm-hmm. And just beautiful storytelling without any words. Glenn Jones manages to pull off a whole wide range of emotions. He's one of the best guitar pickers around. We've had two amazing instrumental guitar records so far this year, maybe three, but we'll talk about two in particular. We put William Tyler on the show not long ago, and Glenn Jones. I think it's a battle of the two, but we were talking recently about, do you ever sit and just listen to a record start to finish, no interruptions?
It's even more than no interruptions. It's no multitasking. I don't mean listen while you're driving your car or cleaning the house or working on the computer. It is undivided attention to the record where you're just sitting or lying down doing nothing but listening. And that's a question that we asked recently on the blog. We got a lot of great comments from people.
And I did that last evening with the Glenn Jones record.
As an evening's entertainment. And so many people wrote in to tell stories about the simple joy of slowing down, hitting the pause button of life just to take a moment to sit and do nothing but listen. What an absolute joy that is to hear full records from start to finish, completely undistracted.
I watched, and I couldn't do it all because it started so late, but Queens of the Stone Age did a concert at the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles. We webcast the entire thing. Thank you, Queens of the Stone Age, for letting us do that. With people from all over the world, it was, you know, 5 a.m. someplace, and people are watching it. Yeah. Just a nice community formed. We have that entire concert video online. And also James Blake, which happened Mother's Day, so we didn't broadcast it live because it was a late Sunday night. That is stunning. I was at that show, one of the best concert, musically, viscerally gorgeous concert. We have the entire 90-minute show up online, James Blake. So I'm going to go out on this cut by Glenn Jones. Thank you, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
For NPR Music, going back to East Montgomery, it's All Songs Considered. So remember at the beginning of the show, you weren't feeling so well.
I don't feel so good about it.
Yeah. So I have this solution for your stomach, and it weighs a little bit. Today is your birthday.
Oh, you remembered. What is this, an anvil?
It's pretty heavy. It's a...
Oh, my. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. This is the biggest box of sweet tarts I've ever seen in my life. You got a case of them. Well, I'm going to be a handful.
Yeah, you will be a handful. Happy birthday,
thank you,
Mr. Hilton.
Thank you. Well, that's what a special little treat. I think I'll have one now. We can go out on it.
Awesome.
Oh, look at these. Perfect.
I got the Beatles to do a little happy birthday for you. Robin.
Well, this is the best birthday ever.
Robin.